Just as with Bond quotes, I don't really trust these options quotes that you get for free. If you start trading options, you're going to want to get a good account at one of the more reputable brokerage firms that will give you up-to-date options quotes, because you're probably going to want to be a short-term trader, which means good luck. But anyway, let's take a look at some of the two of the places that still give free options quotes. And one of them is Yahoo, which they've done their best to destroy, but it's still useful for some things. So let's take a look at, say, Johnson & Johnson. So J&J, I happen to know that the symbol is J&J, but if you just type in Johnson, it would say, oh, we want you to do Johnson & Johnson. So there's the summary page amongst all the advertisements and the like, and all the good stuff that we've learned, and some of the things we still haven't played with yet, but go right ahead and immerse yourself. But here's what we're interested in for this one here, options. So we're going to take a look what are called the options chains. Try saying that three times fast. And they're showing for April 26th, which is very, very short notice on these. So let's not take a look at that. Let's go out a little bit. Let's go out to June, say. And notice that the blue is in the money. The blue is in the money. And then once you get to the unblue, it's out of the money. So if we take a look at the price of Johnson & Johnson, it's currently selling for $137. So the action in the options is going to be around $137 or so. So notice that up here there's very little, there's no volume at all down here at 100, 120, 120. But here all of a sudden now the volume kicks in. Meaning I think you have to multiply that times 1,000, is it? Put three zeros afterwards. So at 135, it's still in the money. Huh? What does that mean? That means if I own this option, I could buy the stock at 135, even though it's selling for 137. And the person who sold me the option, the other side of the contract, would have to produce the stock at 135. At 140 and 145, these are out of the money, meaning it wouldn't make sense if I own the option to buy the stock at 140 or 145 because it's selling at 137. But people who are buying it here are saying, you know what, I have until June 21st before the option expires. So if Johnson & Johnson goes up a little bit to 140 to 145, my option is going to zoom in value. But what happens if Johnson & Johnson does not go up to 140, 145? What's going to happen to my options? My option or options contracts, they're going to expire worthless. And the same thing happens in reverse for puts. Puts are the opposite of calls, where you get to sell it to somebody, put it to somebody. And you wouldn't put it at 70 or 75 or 80 when it's selling for 137. So all these below the current price are out of the money. But once you get to 140, 145, 150, now you could sell somebody a stock that you could buy for 137. You could sell it to them for 140 or 145. So again, around the stock price is where the action's going to be. Now, that's Yahoo. Let's now take a look at MarketWatch, which still gives pretty decent, I think. I'm not sure because I don't trade options. But MarketWatch is the Wall Street Journal's free website, and it's actually very different from the Wall Street Journal site, so figure that one out. So you click on their search and type J&J or whatever company you're looking for, and they think, oh, yeah, you want Johnson & Johnson. So now their website's a little tricky. Sometimes the options doesn't show. You have to move there it is. Sometimes it doesn't show. And if it doesn't show, that means you have to resize your browser because they don't have enough room. So there's all the good stuff about Johnson & Johnson. And then play with some of these other guys here. But here's the one we're interested in, options. And what they do is they put them side by side, which actually I think is kind of cool. So let's not do it for April 26th. Let's do it. Let's hide that one and show it for June 21st, remember, the third Friday in the month. But now they seem to be expiring at all Fridays. So where are we? Okay, so here, $137 is the current price. Here are the calls on the left and the puts on the right. So I kind of like this format. It's pretty cool because it shows you, remember, anything below the current price in a call is in the money because we could buy it for $125 and it's currently selling for $137. Anything above the current price is out of the money. Whereas on the right side, the puts are exactly the mirror opposite. We would not sell a stock for $120 or $125 when we can sell for $137. But, oh boy, we'd love to be able to sell for $150 if the price is currently $137. Very cool. That's how options work. Now, your optional assignment, no pun intended, is to follow a couple of different stocks. Now, I chose Google and Procter & Gamble. Why? Because obviously they're two very different stocks. A high-tech stock, volatile, and a consumer staple stock. I mean, it's still a stock, so it's volatile, but nowhere near as volatile as tech stocks. And we want you to track this for a week. Now, you can do it every day, but all I really want you to do is look at it one day, and then 1 week later look at it and see what's done. And if you really want to get the full experience, track it every day and watch what happens. And what you're going to see is that it's going to be incredibly volatile. It's going to bounce up and down like crazy. And your job is to get it close to the current price. Because if you move far away from the price, it's not going to be as exciting. In fact, you're probably not going to get very good data at all because the volume is going to be so low. So please, I might tweak the price as, you know, get closer to the end of the semester, but check out the price and then find an option that's very close to the price. Cool? Questions? I know lots of questions about options because a lot of people don't understand them. They're very confusing, and the fact that there are two different ones, calls, option to buy, puts, option to sell, drives people insane. And these are some of the trickiest questions on the Series 7, as we discuss in the presentation. So if you're going to take the Series 7, contact me. Your brokerage firm will help you. They'll have educational materials also. And what some people do is they don't really study the options as much as they really should, because they think, I'll get through it. Well, you have to pass every single part of the Series 7 with a 70% or better, and so you can't miss one part. You miss one part, then you fail the whole exam, and options are one of the trickiest parts. Buying on margin and shorting, which we'll discuss in a subsequent chapter very soon, are the other tricky parts. Okay? Cool. Be awesome, dear students. We are so proud of you.